This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Every human intrinsically, inherently desires to better and advance his life. Stagnation is not in the nature of humans. We want to improve, we want to upskill, we want to refurbish. This is our nature. And we try, we strive, we do different things. كَمْ مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَرْجُ الْبَشَارَ فَتَبْدُ لَهُ الْخَسَارَةَ وَكَمْ مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَرْجُ الْعَطَى فَيَبْدُ لَهُ الْبَلَى. But the reality in life happens many a times contrary to what we wish, hope and pray for. So the poet says, كَمْ مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَرْجُ الْبَشَارَةَ. People are hoping, wishing for glad tidings. The doorbell rings, the phone rings, the phone beeps. Hopefully it's something good, the deal has come through, or some unexpected good fortune has fallen in your lap. Contrary to that, فَتَبْدُ لَهُ الْخَسَارَةِ, you discover of some setback, some snag, some challenge, some hiccup, some hurdle, some impediment. كَمْ مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَرْجُ الْعَطَى فَيَبْدُ لَهُ الْبَلَى, you hoping for a gift, and on the reverse, you have to contend with a challenge. And we wish that, a lottery can come through, not in the literal sense, but some miracle can happen. And it is that passion within us for some miracle to happen in our life, that from time to time we request the prayers of the pious people, which is noble and meritorious. It's great, it's wholesome, it's amazing. I ask my parents to pray for me, I ask my teachers to pray for me, I ask the pious to pray. However, the thing I want to focus on today that we need to realize, if we look into the lives of the noble companions, may Allah be pleased with them, they had requested the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam for du'as, and that's irrefutable. But by and large, the request factor was not so prevalent as the earning was prevalent. So they earned the du'as. They earned the du'as. They won the confidence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he would just flow with du'as in their favor. Yes, there are different occasions in which they requested du'as, and that's fine and that's good, and it has its position and it cannot be denied or refuted. But what I want to say to you, my brother and my sister, is the magic lies in earning du'as and not in requesting du'as. That's the message and that's the essence. So we share with you an amazing incident that Imam Bukhari has spoken about regarding Urwa ibn Ja'ad al-Bariqi radiyallahu anhu. Aslama Urwatu fil Amm al-Sabi'. He had accepted Islam in the seventh year of Hijrah. And after accepting Islam, there's a particular incident that is mentioned where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given him a dinar and assigned him a task to buy a lamb, to buy a sheep. So, فَأَخَذَ دِينَارًا, he took the dinar, the gold coin that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him, and off he went. And his mind was running, how can I maximize the benefit of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So he was assigned a task, but now he's thinking how, for the benefit of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I can secure this revenue, this money, and get him his sheep and lamb. Of course, he didn't have surplus wealth. We need to understand that. If he had surplus, it was very easy. Just keep that money, buy a lamb and bring it back and say, yeah, O Prophet of Allah, here's the money and here's the lamb. But he didn't have surplus. We read about the incident of Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu in Ghuttiya. In غُطِّيَ رَأْسُهُ بَدَتْ رِجْلَاهُ وَإِن غُطِّيَ رِجْلَاهُ بَدَتْ رَأْسُهُ, that when his blessed head was covered with his kafan, his feet were exposed, and when the feet were covered, the head was exposed. And I heard from my honorable and venerable teacher that the Prophet ﷺ, we know the Prophet ﷺ said that cover the head with the kafan and the cloth, and then cover the feet with the leaves. He said the fact that the feet were covered with the leaves is an indication that none of the other companions had any surplus cloth. Otherwise, they would definitely avail of it and they would offer it as a kafan for Mus'ab ibn Umair. And he was the very person regarding whom the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ مُسْعَبًا هَذَا بِمَكَّةَ وَمَا بِمَكَّةَ فَتًا أَنْعَمْ عِنْدَ أَبَوَيْهِ مِنْهُ لَقَدْ تَرَكَ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. I remember this very young man. He was the most well-clad, well-attired, most fragrant young man in Mecca. And today he lives a life of poverty and humility, and he dies as a pauper. And he had given up this life of wealth and fame and flamboyance for the pleasure of Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The noble companions used to say that we believe it was Mus'ab ibn Umair who was referenced in this verse amongst other sahaba. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. It's a verse of the 21st juz in Surah Ahzab, in which Allah says amongst the believers are those who honor the covenant and the agreement and the pledge that they make to Allah. Anyway, that was a side comment, but hopefully an objective digression to understand the context of what we are discussing. So he didn't have surplus wealth. He went to the marketplace. He found a person selling, and he was selling, you know, lambs for a dinar. فَسَاوَمْتُ صَاحِبَهُ. I negotiated with him, and I managed to get two for one dinar. Two lambs for one dinar. فَجِئْتُ أَسُوقَهُمَا. I took the two, I gave him the dinar, and I'm coming. And my mind is, I wish I can get maximum benefit for the Prophet ﷺ. And for now, it's good that he told me to buy one, and I managed to get two. So I'm coming with the two lambs, and I've given the one dinar. فَلَقِيَنِي رَجُلٌ. And on the way, a person meets me, and he asked me, are you selling one? I said, yeah, I could probably sell it if you're interested, and we can settle on an amount, why not? So then Fasawamani, myself and him negotiated, and we discussed. An act of business was taking place here. And then Fabi'tuhu shat bi dinar. I then sold him one lamb for a dinar. So now I'm happy, I'm excited, I'm elated that I've got the dinar back and I got the lamb. And this was not for my own benefit that I could pocket. In principle, I could have done that, but no. I was talking to you and I was speaking about the magic of earning du'as. So I came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bi dinarin wa shatin. I said, oh Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, here's the dinar that you gave me, and here's the lamb that you requested me to purchase. So he asked me what happened. I said, oh Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what happened, and this is what I did. After that, Urwa ibn Ja'ad al-Bariqi didn't request the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make du'a for me. Oh Prophet of Allah, make du'a. His gesture, his selfless nature, his generous nature, his desire to maximize the revenue, benefit and profit for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just brought the sense of extreme joy and happiness. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam then prayed for him. And he said, Allahumma barik lahu fi safaqati yameenihi. Oh Allah, bless the transactions of his hand. Oh Allah, bless the transaction. You know, in ancient times, they talk of kimya, alchemy, where they talk of converting matter into gold in like a miraculous way. In ancient times, if you read about it, Imam Ghazali speaks about kimya, etc. So alchemy, kimya, this was one thing that you could think and fantasize. Listen to the narration. The narration goes on to say that when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for him, فَكَانَ لَوْ اشْتَرَى التُّرَابَ لَرَبِحَ فِيهِ. That even if he had to lay his hands on sand, it would turn into profit material and it would generate revenue. The second narration, كَانَ مِنْ أَكْثَرِ أَهْلِ الْكُوفَةِ مَالًا. Post the supplication of the Prophet ﷺ in his favor, he became the wealthiest person in Kufa. Third narration, كَانَ يَرْبَحُ 40,000 كُلَّ يَوْمٍ بِبَرْكَةِ دُعَاءِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. His net profit daily was 40,000 dirhams as a result of the dua of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Fourth narration, when he would leave his home in the morning to go to the marketplace, the Sahaba would come in their numbers and throng around him, and they would say to him, O Urwa, أَشْرِكْنَا فِي بَيْعِكَ. Can we be partners with you today? Whatever deal you're doing, we want to be partners with you, because we know for a fact that your partnership will prosper because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prayed for you. So when we open up a shop, it's a norm that we have pious people to come, offer 2 units of prayer, make a dua, which is great, my brother. That's amazing. I have no issue to that. May Allah bless and increase and attract the goodness of pious people, etc. But I'm saying to you, maybe if it is a food outlet and you give some food to hungry people and their hungry bellies will make dua for you, trust me, that will bring you more goodness than the prayer of the sage of the age.